Hello?
You're supposed to have one of those sort of clacks.
Right, you want one of those clacks. All right. Welcome, everyone. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Friday, January 5th, 2024. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hope everybody had great holidays. The meeting is being recorded audio. And let's see, review of the agenda. No appointments today. We are going to try to get out of here before 5. That's our time we're trying to meet today. And a review of the agenda. Anything, Emma?
No.
Beautiful. Sue?
Yeah.
If it's long, it's when I'm gone.
No, it's just a couple updates on the highway.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? Salt shed to...
I'll just tell you what the next step is.
Okay, that's fine. And I'm so sorry, I need to run up to the bulletin board and back. I'm so sorry, I posted the agenda instead of the meeting notes.
She posted the wrong paper. She posted some meeting and she put our agenda up there instead of that.
So when she returns, folks, we will review the minutes.
Well, if she's coming down the steps, I have to say, despite the marathon meeting and 4 pages, I didn't find anything.
Really?
I didn't.
Oh, so let me just let people know, we're reviewing the meeting minutes. This is the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for December 19th, 2023. And Sue has nothing.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I didn't have to go through them twice.
Lisa?
Yeah. Okay.
Minutes, anything from you?
Yeah, I think so. Second page, third paragraph down, it starts with town nurse job description. Should it be the town nurse job description? It read a little funny, but it's nothing major.
Well, if you really want it to be.
I know. At your discretion. And then third page, second paragraph, second line from the bottom off to the right where the sentence says the serpentine belt exploded and caused some other damage. I don't know what that means. Is that was a part on some truck or?
Oh, wait a minute. Third page.
Third page, second
paragraph.
So the belt
that was, yes, on the,
Yeah. Well, that's the word that Jeff used because it just.
I remember him saying that. But the serpentine
because it was so violent, it caused other damage. It wasn't just like it frayed and wore out.
Right, and we're referring back to the Dodge?
No, the backhoe.
Okay, so I was confused as to which part on which truck. So I don't know if we want to reference that it's on the backhoe, or...
Oh, well, okay, I guess if you want to, it's just from...
Oh, I see, it's right here.
Before.
Yeah, it is, okay, on the previous Monday, there's a to open. Backhoe, the serpentine belt. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense to me. I guess it's fine then. Okay. I think I was just having a hard time reading it. My apologies. Sorry. Same page down to where we were talking about the salt shed. The first line, an estimated had been received from Iron Horse. The amount, and then for the building of the structure, I think of is an extra word. Should it just be for the building? It's for the building structure only.
Well,
for building
the construction
of
the building.
For building of the structure
only.
Yeah, that it was a little awkward. I just wanted to make sure that
you could change it to construction of the building only.
Only, right, okay. And that was all I had.
Material. And actually, while you're in that paragraph, if we can just add that we need to have a final plan. A final plan needs to be developed before final costs can be determined, because that's just really a way ballpark. Can we add that, please? And that's all I have. All right, so If there's nothing else, can I have a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for December 19th, 2023 as amended?
I second the motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Alisa, aye.
Robin, aye. Beautiful, thank you. Public comment?
Not, as long as I can make it during the fundraising section, we're good.
Yes, you can. All right, so the first two items kind of go a little hand in hand. This is the town coordinator position and the office assistant position. And these is secondary to the conversation we had at the last meeting that we recognize that at some point in time, there'll be a new town coordinator. And we need to look at the town assistant position and the town coordinator position as they act together, who does what. And we asked Hilma to take a look at her position in particular, her description of her position, and to really look at it and give us some feedback as to how accurate it is, what is missing, what needs to be changed. And we know this isn't a one-shot, you know, have this conversation today and it all gets taken care of, but this was us saying, let's see if we can start that conversation. I think that town coordinators who have positions that are long held or come to that position from another position within town that was long held have a huge amount of knowledge that they bring into the job. And we have to recognize, the select board has to recognize that replacement may not have all of that information. So, and from what I understand, Hilma, there's a chance that you will be saying goodbye to this position in the next, I don't know, maybe year or so?
That's correct.
Okay. That is just a possibility.
That's a possibility.
Yes.
Nothing set in stone.
Right.
But should be prepared for.
Tentatively, yeah.
So you have for us, select board members, we have the position description for the town coordinator. We have the position description for the office assistant. In the mail, you have, oh, and so part 47 of this conversation is just a conversation that I would like to get into at some point. I don't know that that conversation will happen today, but the difference in towns between the town coordinator position and town administrator position. Heath has a town coordinator, and so in your packet of mail, asked Toma if she could give us a list of who has what, and that's in your mail for your reference. Not that we will necessarily get to it today, but that's for you to study. And then Hilma just gave us, the other thing I asked for, is kind of a breakdown in her best guess, which I know it's different from week to week, month to month, year to year, how much time she spends on different department work. And so this is something for a more in-depth conversation, but my philosophy behind this request was making sure that the town coordinator is doing projects that we feel the town coordinator should be doing. And if there's projects for other department or work for other departments that the town coordinator's doing, we need to, you know, determine if that's the way it should be or if it needs to get back on the shoulder of the department head or person, whoever's involved with that. So I think you've made us a little bit of a list for us to review there a little bit too.
Boy, was that hard.
Hard. So what do you think, folks? Well, that was my big spiel. Sue, anything you want to add to that before we get into the nitty-gritty? Alisa?
I am not finding that I received the position descriptions.
It's with the agenda.
It went with the agenda.
There are three attachments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am.
Today's Friday. Wednesday.
Thank you so much. That just stuck right by
Wednesday.
Nope, I got them.
And not a big deal, because it's really for you to be able to look at but follow along. Really, Hilma needs to kind of guide us through most of it anyways.
Okay.
One other piece of that was the board's clerk position.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and how the
and
office...
Whether that fits into combining with the office assistant.
Correct, thank you. Yes. So that is part of that conversation, right?
A lot of pieces.
Right, that's why it's not going to happen in one day. But I was thinking maybe a good way to start it, which seems, and I don't know if you've done this, Hilma, is really looked at the description and cut. Oh, yeah. So maybe does it make sense just to start going through what we have here?
If you want to.
Does that make sense? That makes, I mean, it makes it easy for us, I think.
And I, also, as I read through it, it's like, I also kind of rated it in
perfect.
Terms of how well or how thoroughly I believe I'm accomplishing the tasks.
Perfect. And then maybe if there's something in here that isn't being tended to as well as you think it should be, or maybe it shouldn't be, that's a conversation, is it really your job, right? That position's job, or what is the roadblock in getting it tended to, or however you want to.
Okay.
All right. So does that, do you, is it easier if you have a printed copy?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you, I appreciate
okay.
it.
You all set?
I'm set.
Okay. All right, Hilma. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay. And start with write
down
the essential duties and responsibilities.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are divided into like areas of tasks. The first one being administrative. Prepares agenda, posts and attends select board meetings, prepares minutes and performs follow-up administrative tasks as directed. Maintains select board meeting minutes electronically and in hard copy format. And I would say I am, yes, that's a big part of the job, and that I'm doing that on a regular basis, all of that on a regular basis.
Yes.
Next one, represents select board in responding to inquiries from the public, acts as liaison to town employees, boards, committees, and department heads. Again, absolutely essential part of the job, and that's being accomplished. The next one, keeps important town contact information updated as needed and distributes any changes to all departments and committees. Again, that's an important part of the job, but that's also something that I have found is not the squeakiest wheel, so it's very easy to put some of that preparation of some of that information off. And yeah, I feel like I need to do a better job at it, but then it's also kind of throwing my hands up. Or a better job needs to be done with that.
Okay.
Is that something that you could see being done by the office assistant as opposed to the coordinator?
Probably. There's just, it would take some coordination because it's electronic and she doesn't have her own computer. So, and I have no objections to her sitting at my computer. It's just, it would have to be planned that I was doing something else that didn't require me to sit at my computer.
But the task itself, if they had the equipment,
could be done by an office assistant.
Yes.
And how is that accomplished? Like, meaning, is it the responsibility of the departments to get you updated information so that you can update the master list? Or is it the responsibility of the position to reach out to the departments?
It's always been the responsibility of the position to reach out to the departments or the individuals.
Okay.
And like what, say, when you people either do your appointments or you hire a new employee, then it's up to the town coordinator to get, because there's should be three separate lists of information prepared. And one of the lists is primarily kept in-house. And it's got the person's name, the position they hold, whether it's employee or volunteer or whatever it is. And then like information like their address, their mailing address if it's different, phone number, email, all the like vital contact information. And then there's the other lists, like where it lists by committee, say the list of names. And then there's the other one that's the, like the contact list that's got, you know, like the fire chief, police chief, all that with the phone numbers. But that's always been the town coordinator takes the initiative of gathering the information.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The next one. Plans, researches, recommends, and implements policies and procedures as directed by select board. Disseminates information as needed. Maintains policies in electronic and hard copy format. I think basically I'm doing that. I'm certainly doing the like the second and the third parts of that. The thing that I guess that I struggle with is that, which I guess is kind of an overall statement. I have felt the whole time I've been in this position that it's been a lot of putting out fires. You know, what's going on right now? What's the crisis right now? What, and, you know, granted, we've had the town of Heath, the select board, have had an awful lot.
Besides the fires.
A lot of fires. Besides the pandemic, there was a lawsuit. There was a marijuana farm. There was a lot of things that were, if you will, out of the ordinary.
Well,
sort of,
yeah,
except they're going to be more ordinary. And that, all those things take up a lot of time. And so in terms of like, I mean, say recommending, say, new policy that we don't already have, or something like that, it's kind of like, yeah, I've got this mental list in my head, but to actually sit down and kind of research it and talk to other towns and then put something together, that's tough. Next one, and this kind of goes with it, provides research, analysis, recommendations, coordination, and oversight on special projects as needed. Yes, I do that. Again, I feel like there's probably other things that are less essential but would probably be beneficial if there was time to do research and analysis. serves as liaison to county, state, federal, and regional agencies on behalf of the town and is directed by the select board. May include liaison to state and federal representatives, may include attending meetings and or training as needed. Yes, I believe I do that. Nobody can attend everything or that's all you'd be doing, but when it seems vital. Procures office supplies equipment and assures appropriate stock materials as necessary, custodian of credit cards for office purchases. Yes, I do that. I wondered if the second sentence, custodian of credit cards for office purchases, should continue to be included. And the reason I say that, although maybe it needs to be rephrased, is that we don't really purchase by credit cards anymore. We have business accounts.
Yeah.
But I do oversee them. Like, we have an Amazon business account, and I'm the administrator for that.
So if somebody wants to purchase something, they go through you for that?
It depends who it is. The larger, I'll say the larger departments, like say library, they have their own Amazon account under the town, so they can order directly.
Yeah.
They will get emailed an invoice directly, but I also get a copy of the invoice through my email, but I also get a copy. I also have access to the business records that are at the Amazon site, so that I can, you know, if I want to know how many pencils the town purchased within the past 12 months, I can log in and find that out, or whatever. Maybe that phrase, that sentence needs to be
altered,
reworded.
The first sentence in that one, I'm looking again at what we might be able to ask somebody else to do. Is that something that the office assistant could do? Procures office supplies equipment and assures appropriate stock of materials as necessary? Does it have to be?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I mean, sometimes it's just easier to do it yourself than to try to coordinate with somebody else. But I'm just curious if there are other things that we can...
parcel out?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so. It's... what can I say? We as a town don't order that much.
Right.
What's been really helpful is to have some of the different departments be able to do their own ordering. That was time consuming. Assessors can do their own, tax collector can do their own, fire department can do their own, police department, library. So there aren't many departments left that I have to order for, and what they need is very minimal.
As an aside to that, when you have all the different departments ordering separately, is it costing us more because we're not getting bulk rate?
No. Because
Amazon is,
Amazon's the town of Heath has an Amazon business account.
So it's all going through Amazon?
It goes through Amazon. I'm trying to encourage people to order through Amazon. Some things we can't. They just have to be, believe it or not.
It's something Amazon doesn't have?
You know, there's certain supplies that Tim prefers to use that come through another vendor.
Mm-hmm.
But he does that ordering himself. So it's not It's not like we're paying a more expensive rate at all. Probably a little cheaper because we're now under a business account. So. The next one, manages budget accounts under the authority of the select board, prepares bill schedules biweekly for payment, ensures timely submission, submittal and checks for accuracy, contacts vendor as needed for discrepancies. Stop at that point. Yes, definitely doing all of that work. The last sentence, I think, needs to be deleted.
That's right, because we're not.
Prepares the broadband invoices reports. Okay, that needs to be deleted.
Right.
Okay, next one. Under direction from the select board, assists boards, committees, and department heads with researching and development of town bylaws, acts as liaison with town council on legal issues for boards, committees, and department heads. Yeah, basically. I don't know how many, there aren't a whole lot of boards, committees, and department heads that are researching and developing town bylaws at this point. If there were, yes, I would assist with them. I mean, I guess, you know, the most recent one was the proposal of the planning board, and I assisted with that, and the request came to me, and it's like, okay, this is great, but the E911 coordinator in town has not been consulted. And he's the one that really delineates some of this stuff, so it's like, okay, this gets passed on to him first before it is going to formally come to you folks. Okay. The next one, functions as personnel officer is directed by select board. Tasks include employment postings, administering appointment letters and forms, maintaining confidential personnel files, job description updates, maintains personnel policy and distributes changes upon approval of the select board, meets annually with insurance representative, handles workman's comp and building claims, ensures policies are updated as needed, including auto fleet and property and casualty. Acts as administration official where insurance policies are concerned as voted by the select board in 2003. Now, I don't have a clue what that, I don't know if that means in 2003 the select board authorized the town coordinator.
Must be.
To do that, that's what I would guess. Makes inquiries, updates coverage as needed, provides annual budget numbers, and keeps apprised of coverage changes and relays same information to select board for review, attend trainings as needed, and yep, I'm doing all of that.
So shouldn't that be separated though into two separate bullets after where it says meets annually with insurance? Shouldn't that
insurance
drop down? Because that's not personnel. Officer
so
stuff.
Too. Yep, I think so too. Okay, next one. Assures compliance with equal opportunity federal and state Department of Labor requirements and reports to select board as appropriate. Yes. I'm doing that even though it's hasn't been a big concern in heat. Maintains select board files and correspondence, collects daily mail and distributes to all departments, supervises keys to all Sawyer Hall and Community Hall offices, and that last sentence needs to be updated.
Can it just say town buildings?
Well, I wondered about that, although I don't do like highway department, fire department. So I don't know
So we probably should have some now. Just add Jacob.
So when we're saying supervised keys, you actually do hold the keys of, like, for when I needed a key to Community Hall, I came to you to get that key. So you still do, even though there aren't offices at Community Hall, but so we need a line in there that does reflect that she does hold the keys to municipal buildings.
Yes.
Yeah, I said we should just list them in the buildings.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank
you.
Okay. We're going to take those out, but just add to it the ones that need to be added, like Jacob's.
Maintains and troubleshoots town website, updates weekly with meeting postings, announcements, team events, assists other employees with website use. It's like, yes, I do. Although, you know, for some of that, I have like Pat's expertise, our web administrator, and many people, many committees or what have you, have access to their webpage and the calendar. They post their own agendas and all of that. So, you know, I don't know if you want to leave it like this because it's kind of worded in a very general sense.
I mean, some of it you still do, right?
Yes.
I mean,
you
do our meeting posting. You do announcements. You do town events. And you assist others. So and then they do it. I think we could put a note in there about the web administrator somehow.
Shares duty with web administrator.
Yeah. Just so like the person knew there was a web administrator, volunteer web administrator.
As
needed.
Some groups are taking care of themselves, so not all is needed.
So we could fluff that one a little bit.
Okay. IT troubleshooting is needed. Again, with assistance of the web administrator and. Now that we have an IT company, it depends what it is, but to a large degree, like a couple of weeks ago, the library was having a lot of problems with their laptop. And so Kate comes to me and says, here's the deal. Do you want me to contact them directly or do you want to do it? And in many cases, I will just say, you contact them directly, email, include me in the email. So I've got record of it, but. So there, I'm trying to make it more direct.
Right.
Without me having to be in the middle of it.
So maybe we should add, you know, change that one a little bit.
Facilitates IT troubleshooting?
Yeah, and the fact that we, you know, works with the IT company, right, that we have one.
Yep.
So maybe we should add to that. Yep.
Okay, services representative to Franklin County Solid Waste Management District attends quarterly meetings as scheduled, which I passed off to when they changed the day of the week. I guess if I didn't have an already standing commitment on Wednesday nights, I would still be doing it. You know, like the town coordinator would still be doing it. So
let's leave it there for now with a question mark. Hello.
You two can get a kiss if you give my program $250 for
and you kiss. That way I can kiss. Okay, I'm only gonna give you $200.
lucky it wasn't more.
Too funny.
Okay.
Too funny.
Crack me up, Jackson. Okay.
Certainly does.
So, okay. Leave that.
So do you want to, like, do you have things that you were going, you would say that you would add to administrative? Is it easier to just keep going through this, or like to say, okay, we need to like stop at administrative and add what you think's missing?
Well, there's two things that it's like, I guess it's my question to you is, do you want to add, and they would come under this section,
okay,
is the whole thing of like managing code red.
Yeah.
And you know, calling out messages. I'm sure there's a formal term for that, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sending out the messages.
Yeah.
Recording the messages.
Yeah. The other thing is chief procurement officer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would, I believe, both of those would come under administrative duties. Yeah, those are the two things I wondered about. Do you want to move on to annual meeting or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next section, annual town meeting. Responsible for coordination and preparation of annual town report, initiates and coordinates departmental, school, and regional submissions, edit as needed, and ensures timely receipt to meet deadline for layout and printing, coordinates layout, printing, and distribution. And yes. That. The next one drafts annual town meeting and special town meeting warrants with input from town clerk and accountant as needed, ensures accuracy and timely posting with adherence to open meeting law. And I'm not sure when it comes to town meetings if it's open meeting law or if it's Mass General Law, but whichever, I do it when it comes to preparing the warrants.
Okay.
Next one, prepares and distributes departmental budget, should be worksheets, not requests, but departmental budget worksheets for input by department heads. Relay all budget requests to board and finance committee for review. And yes, I do that. Prepares and updates annual budget spreadsheet for review by select board and finance committee. Accuracy critical. Seems like that ought to be incorporated in a different way. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, it does need to be accurate, but
assures accuracy?
Yeah, perhaps. Or even to just take that out and prepares and updates an accurate annual budget spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough?
Well, accuracy on that is pretty darn important.
Yes, it is.
I mean, because the town is run by that.
Yeah,
it's coming
just,
year, so.
It's just the way it's worded. It's like.
Yep. Yeah, it's just stuck in there.
It's just, yeah.
Right.
But anyway.
Okay.
Includes Article 3, warrant article items, salary information, and all departmental budget requests. Schedules Yeah. Schedules budget hearings and makes any updates as required. And yes, I do. The one thing that I personally think ought to be changed is I do not think it should say includes Article 3, because if and when you advertise for this position and somebody asks for a copy of the job description, they're not going to have a clue what Article 3 is. To me, that needs to say, again, includes annual operating budget.
Our Article 3 is not necessarily represented on other people's warrants as Article 3. It could be Article 1, it could be Article 5. I mean, it's the town setup.
Mm-hmm. And some towns list everything as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. Thank you. Next one, prepares with town accountant annual salary and payroll budgets for review by select board and finance committee. Updates Heath's portion of FERCOG's salary survey annually, provides comparison data as requested by select board. Yes, I do that. I don't do it with the town accountant. I've always prepared the salary budgets, payroll budgets that I've presented during budget season. I've always prepared that by myself. And the way it's been working, it's pretty much, I prepare it all once town meeting's over. I update that salary sheet and I send that to the accountant and say, here's what everybody's going to get paid in the next fiscal year, the hourly wage, the total yearly salary.
Do you think that somebody new in the position would be able to do that on their own? And you have a long time background with a lot of this stuff, so it's sometimes, as I said, sometimes it's easier to do it yourself. You don't have to answer that now, but I think it's something we should think about.
So
That's kind of a two-sided question. It's like, okay, would somebody new without my background be able to prepare it themselves? But then there's also, since we essentially subcontract accounting services, would the accountant person be willing to add more work onto the time that they're already investing in the town of Heath, because they base their fee to the town on like an average amount of hours or whatever, and then you're gonna say, well, but we also want you to do this, so we also want you to do this. So that's kind of two-sided thing. I would think a town coordinator with the the worksheets that get used every year,
right, be able to do it.
Would be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you have employee number one who this fiscal year is getting paid $20 an hour, and then you say, okay, and we'll give a 5% cost of living raise, they ought to be able to figure that out, what the new hourly wage is, and then multiply it times 40 times 52 and come up with a an annual salary. And if, you know, if they struggle with that, there's a finance committee of five. And one of them, of the five at least, hopefully, would be able to give them some support in it.
But this actually does get reviewed by town accountant. It might not be prepared with town accountant, but does it get reviewed with town accountant? No, not at all. Town accountant has nothing to do with it.
It has not, although he told Robin and I
he'd like to be more
a few months ago that he would like to be more involved in budget planning.
Period, right. Not just this specific item.
So I'm going to try to see that that happens.
Good.
Yeah. When the accountant was an employee of the town, and they were actually in the office one day a week, the person was more engaged in the whole budget process. Mm-hmm. But the account services are very different.
So it sounds like this one thing needs to be edited and take out with counted town account.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't think of anything else to add to the annual town meeting section. So the next section is contract management and building maintenance. Researches and advises select board and other departments of grant opportunities, assists with preparation of essential components of application and administration. Assists with lobbying efforts through contact with legislators, schedules hearings, and timely posting of meetings. Basically, I do that. Again, it's like there's some areas that I really wish I had more time to put into research of things. The second thing follows up on building maintenance items as directed by the select board, including bids for installation repairs, communication with contractors, elevator, fire safety equipment, security alarm inspections and or heating issues, etc. Coordinates with building maintenance coordinator as needed. I do a lot of that. Some of it I think I shouldn't be doing. They would have falls more under building maintenance. I mean, some things when it comes to say a big project and seeking bids and all that stuff, yes, that's town coordinator.
So the title of this, contract management and building maintenance, does that need to be there? Is this just part of administrative work?
I think it's part of administrative work.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why there has to be subtitles at all or sections, because even under annual town meeting,
It's really administrative.
And
I kind of agree with that, because this one in particular, I don't think these two things really, contract management, I didn't even think it was going to grants. I thought it was going to like management of contracts that we have.
Right.
So I would be all for taking those out. I don't think that's.
Okay.
which means taking out what? Administrative and it's just part of the essential duties
and
responsibilities.
Yeah, just have it as
essential duties. Yeah, I agree. I kind of agree with that.
No.
Should something be in here about contract management? Meaning contracts that we have.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So that would be something to add?
Something to add.
There's town coordinator, there's executive administrator, there's municipal, or the assistant, municipal assistant, there's board of selectmen, select board's executive secretary.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that the only one that's really different, there's a difference between the coordinator and the administrator, correct?
Yes.
What is it, theoretically?
The level of autonomous responsibility.
Good answer.
Say it again.
The level of autonomous responsibility.
Okay.
For example, let me think of a good example. Okay. Repairing community hall gutter. In the scope of expenses, like purchasing, contracting these days, an agreement that was, it was less than two, even the highest was less than $2,000. With a town administrator, that probably wouldn't even come to the select board to deliberate on. It would be the town administrator would be saying like, yep, this is it. This is a responsible estimate. They're gonna do the work. They are what's considered reliable and responsive. So it's like, yep, we will agree to this price. Administrator signs off on it. Building maintenance coordinator contacts them, says, yep, put us on your schedule. Things like that. Part of it is, yeah. I mean, if it was something like, it's $10,000, you know, a larger amount of money, and the state even delineates what needs to be done at different monetary levels. In terms of like anything that you assume is gonna cost under $50,000, like over 10, thousand and 50,000, you have to get three responsible quotes. Okay, below 10,000, you can just say, Sue, will you do this for me? And we'll pay you, and that's it. So there's different levels at the state requirements, and so it's like in many towns that have, the ones that have administrator, they kind of will follow a similar approach. Yeah, so it's a lot of that. And I mean, actually, there are a lot of, I'll say, little things that it's like, it needs to be done. We're doing it. And I authorize it. You know, and it's really no different than purchasing 6 reams of paper. You know, like for example, when the boilers here were kind of, when their backup motors or whatever they were kind of giving Tim a fit, and it's kind of like, there's no choice. And so we get our reliable repair person, who is, you know, we have a designated white heating and whatever he's called. He's our designated heating repair person.
Right.
That's who would go to first. Okay, so it's like, yeah, you contact him, you have him order the motor that's needed, he installs it, that's it. You know, and those things, I don't remember, I think they were $800 a piece. But it's like, in this day and age, if you will, a select board could take up a whole lot of time going over those kind of things that are probably not necessary, because it's just gotta be done.
If it helps, thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does the minimum qualifications, does that still seem appropriate?
Well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends what you folks want. A lot of times nowadays, like the minimum related experience is more than 2 years. And then if somebody comes along with a lot of experience and seems like really on the ball or whatever, but you know, don't quite have the amount of experience, then you say, yeah, okay, but you meet all the other qualifications. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like there needs to be something more in here about financial skills? There's quite a bit of responsibility for overseeing or preparing the budget for town meeting, which is a big one, but also overseeing some of the grants and those things, which require some financial ability, knowledge, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't really see anything in there that says ask for that kind of experience, background, training.
Yeah, I think we should make sure something like that is in there.
Yeah.
And I think we'd have to go back over if this is the document we're going to keep as we revise it. It seems like we need to go back over it now and see if what we have in the minimum qualifications covers the things that we've put into the...
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So that seems to me like a homework assignment for next time.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, we've still got to keep looking at this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And just as a small thing, but typing, should that be computer skills at this point?
Yeah. Not just computer skills.
Computer literacy.
Magic.
Computer magic.
No, that's where we have. Where's the, oh, accurate typing skills. So you want to change that to?
Well, they ask me more than typing. You got to know the computer, so.
Okay.
I mean.
Has to know their way around the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple programs.
I mean, the next one starts to talk about it. You know, word processing, spreadsheet. I mean, there's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. Database.
So, I mean, you do type on the computer, so maybe it's okay.
Word processing is usually what's used with computers,
yeah,
as opposed to typing.
Word processing? I don't think I see typing, the word typing anymore anywhere.
No.
I think that went away.
I think that's...
I think that went away.
Right?
The one thing that, well, like under the special requirements, this has none.
Mm-hmm.
However, now it's not an office assistant, but there is a section that we started adding to newer job descriptions or ones that were being revised about the whole thing about like adhering to confidentiality and handling sensitive materials and all that.
Yeah.
So that I believe should be added. Ah.
And I think it has to be like, I know it talks about all the things to do, which equals a little bit of flexibility in one's schedule. Right?
Well, this is, yes.
Yeah, I think that's the piece. I don't know where that actually gets in there. It kind of like, right, it says you attend the select board meeting. It says back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's in the job posting, but when and if there ever is one.
You're right, it probably ought to be in the job description as well.
Yeah, I mean, because stuff comes up. Somebody who just...
An ability to multitask.
Yeah, some of those words. Flexible schedule, multitask.
Yeah. I saw work through interruptions, too. I was in there. I was looking for that. Actually, that one is in here.
Yeah.
The work environment, the last sentence. Frequent interruptions are to be expected.
Okay. All right. Woo! Well, that's good. So maybe we all look at this now and keep reading over.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now with her input.
And
okay.
I'll look
at it a different way as I go through it.
Right. And without all interruption.
Yeah.
Say one more thing to answer your question of what's the difference between a town coordinator and town administrator. Almost always, town administrators have like a clerical assistant that, and more than 2 hours a week, that is there, that does like all the filing and a lot of the phone answering and a lot of
the
like
basic
ordering the office supplies and all that kind of stuff that a lot then frees up the town administrator to spend more time doing, I'll say, proactive things like researching for available grant funding and yeah, things like that.
Well, thanks for doing such a thorough job.
Yeah, that was a great review.
Explaining all those different pieces to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know that this adds up to more than 40 hours.
You mean this? This thing? Yes, I know. But some, that's why on some of them I gave a range. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, some things it's just really, it's really tough because, well, like highway, for example, you know, I put average hours per week between 1 and 10. And, you know, depending on what's going on, there may be a week I never hear from Jeff, I never see any of them or anything. And then there may be another week that it's, you know, I hear about trucks breaking and what am I supposed to do about this? And, you know, we, like, okay, for example, with the purchase of the new truck and getting rid of the 2012. Okay, a part of that is, like, Jeff came to me for some information that was needed to register the new truck. Then he had to give me information so that I could get it insured. And I do the whole insurance piece of it and send it off to Maya. And so you just never know. And when we had the latest rainstorm that washed out roads or whatever, you know, that,
yep,
just involves more highway time, but so you just, you never know.
Okay. Well, that makes sense to me because things, obviously there's different projects that are happening all the time. Mm-hmm. I think what we, as we continue the conversation, what we have to, excuse me, look for, is there items that are with, are outside of the scope of this position that are being taken care of that somebody else should be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's necessarily highway related, but anything.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I can say prior to the board's clerk, there were times that I was spending more time than I thought I should be on situations related to those committees that are now covered under the board's clerk.
So that kind of answers the question that the board's clerk is a valuable position.
I believe so.
Right, I don't think we have to revisit that question. It's just what, how do we best use it?
Correct.
And how do,
correct,
we make it more, and how do we make it more appealing to get some people to apply for it?
Right.
Okay. So do you think it makes sense to for us to stay focused on this position before we get into the weeds with the office assistant position? Because we, or do you want to review that now? Thoughts?
Well, it's already 10 past 4.
And you have a hard stop at 5, don't you? You want to take
I have dinner tonight for my birthday.
Is today your birthday?
No, my birthday is Tuesday.
Oh.
But
I say it's Billy's birthday.
Today?
It is.
Yeah, there's tons of Capricorns,
mm-hmm,
I know.
Yeah, so if we need a hard stop, maybe we should table that one.
Maybe. Which makes sense to me because we don't know what else we want to include in there yet, too.
Right. Right, we'll just review it, you know, as homework.
As homework?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Maybe my suggestion.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Hilma.
You're welcome.
We have a lot more to talk about it, but that's a good start.
It's educational.
A good review for me, too.
Yeah. I think as we keep reading it, we'll keep thinking about things like, oh, yeah, I also do this. Oh, yeah, I also do that.
Or, and hopefully now, oops, I don't know I'm supposed to do that.
I thought they were doing that.
Well, that's part of why we do this.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you think about just people changing positions, all people, and if you start to get a lot of new people into all different positions, then there's nothing,
mm-hmm.
It's gonna be tough. It'll be tough.
That's, okay, just for example, and I think it was before Elisa King was elected, the board had said, you know, we'd really like to get to the point where there's a written charge and overview for every board and committee,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, they know what they're agreeing to, we know what they're supposed to do, anybody new comes along and can, that says, what's Conservation Commission do?
Mm-hmm.
You can easily hand them something or have it all filed online. Well, it's like, there's no time for that.
Right.
You know, it's that type of thing.
Right.
That it's like, I don't know, it's in the back of my brain and I kind of worry about it, or I'm concerned about it a little bit because, yeah, there's more, I think more and more need for that as young people or people moving in from, out of town, don't know the ins and outs of how small towns function.
Well, and things, right, and things specific, like to the example, my mind started to wander a little bit when you gave the example about the zoning bylaw changes,
mm-hmm.
that came to you, and then you said, oh, this needs to go to the E911 coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else probably would have thought of that.
Nope. I was thinking about that too. I'm like, God, she knows everything.
Probably not.
So those are the things that...
So a town could, I mean, part of this position, in a way, and the way you folks are functioning now, is we want all the accurate information before it comes to us. It's like it takes somebody to intersect and to know to
tell
intersect.
These things, right. But even if... Right, so the fail-safe is then the select board, but if you have select board members that are all new and haven't been in a position for a long time,
yep.
they wouldn't even know to be that next level of it.
Yep.
Right.
Right, and as it turned out, in this particular situation, when I sent it to the coordinator, Ken, and he went down to that road and started measuring and started looking at it, thinking about it, and he's like, this doesn't add up.
So there were issues, right, yeah.
There's
so there is...
that have to be straightened out.
Yeah. I mean, inevitably, there are going to be issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that will get missed. There are mistakes that will be made, and, you know, that's sometimes how you catch things and you learn.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to put some fail-safes in place, so... there's less mistakes, and but so okay. All right, step one. That was a good one. Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Future meeting schedule. You want to look at that real quick? I guess that's the next one you had on here.
Sure.
Tentative winter and spring calendar.
Spring.
Zipping through winter.
Like, wait a minute.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
So we have group of people out there. Terrible group of people.
You could shut those double doors.
We did, and there was just, there was no air circulation. It was getting so hot that...
Open a window.
Well, I'd be happy to do that.
A little, like a back window.
I just wouldn't do it without permission. Is that okay?
All right, for me.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'm starting to die with it.
So what do we already have?
No, it's kind of hot here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to fall asleep.
Yeah. Okay, so what's already scheduled is Thursday, January 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And then reverting back to Tuesdays, January 23rd, February 6th. And then February 13th, which I believe you had said, like, finance, you'd invite finance committee to come in and kind of do overall, but an overview of budget planning.
On the 13th?
Yes. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Last meeting.
Because that... I think that was when giving enough time for people to get their responses.
Yes.
And then giving you enough time to get stuff to finance and then giving them enough time to meet before they come here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the 11th, we had talked about, I think,
Parks and Rec.
And
ComCom.
Yeah, how are you working on that?
Well, I sent an email to Mike. And I have not heard back. Because I'd asked him, you know, is he back in town? Will he be back in town by then? And then said, if you're not back January 11th, what about January 23rd?
Right.
So
then after the... when we get into February, are we then meeting every week, and every other week is with FinCom?
Yeah, as long as they want to, and there's something to discuss, yes. Because we'll start doing the budget hearings right after that, the 13th. So I would say the 27th, a bunch of budget hearings
would be
at FinCom.
Right?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah. Police, fire, highway.
And then March 7th, the 12th would be a joint meeting. Yep. And the 26th would be a joint meeting.
Yep.
Are we going any
further?
Where
are we going in March?
March, the 12th and the 26th would be the joint meetings with FinCom. Or if you want to wait on that.
Yep.
April.
Well, I suggest we go into April.
So 9 and 23
So without knowing what anybody's going to ask for in the budget at this point. Like, you always do budget hearings with police, fire, highway. Is there any other office or whatever it is?
Police, fire, highway.
Is there anything from the assessors?
Not that needs a hearing.
Board of Health?
No.
Some of the little jobs like the animal inspector and that stuff?
I think we can do those through email communication.
Yeah. Just small little things.
Treasurer, tax collector, I don't think we have to. Are you just going to give this schedule to the accountant? Because he wants to be more involved?
I will, well, yeah.
Or are we having a meeting with him too in the beginning?
Well, I thought I'd have a conversation with him.
Let's see what he
wants. Give him the schedule.
Okay.
And say, here's our tentative plan. You said you wanted to be more involved. What does that look like?
Right, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay, fair enough. So probably on that 27th, we could knock those three out. That'd be the whole meeting with the finance committee. Police, fire, highway. I would think.
Sure.
Police will be here. John's normally here anyways. Nick can come in, and then Jeff come in later like he needs to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, other business. First one, community hall fundraising. So, update, Lisa and Bob, two of you, one of you, who would like to speak?
Yes, if that's okay.
Mr.
And I
Chief,
just wanted to, it said there were two letters, and I wasn't sure what the letters were.
We have
so,
this.
This is one of them.
Oh,
so this
okay.
one is actually,
okay.
this is fine.
This is the actual one. I just want to make sure that everybody has the actual one, the only one
this.
That has been voted on by the whole committee together. And so not knowing what you would have, I brought those along. There were suggestions that were made and things that were changed, but it wasn't voted on by the committee as a whole in the sense that everybody was there and actually hearing, listening, and discussing what those changes were. And the way I would like to do it is to make sure that everybody is there. I think of the committee as a collaboration, and I think it's important that everybody hear the same thing and vote on the same thing at the same time, so that you know somebody wants to make a suggestion and somebody goes, oh, that's good, and somebody says, well, suppose we did this. It really is kind of a live thing. It happens through the collaboration of everybody there. So what I'd like to do is send you, we're meeting on the 12th, and there have been suggestions made, and we'd like to vote on those suggestions so that there actually is in a full meeting a vote. I think that's important for both open meeting law and for everybody's understanding of what happened and what the changes are. This letter was intended to be informational and not emphasize a request for money. It was intended to go out there to let people know it was happening. And then, oh, by the way, if you'd like, was the feeling that we wanted to generate. And there's also, I believe, this or something like it is going to be in the Heath Herald. Same reason, something quick, informational. Then later on, we're hoping ASAP, there would be another letter which would also have some information but would also give more information about how to actually make your donations. And you know, have be larger both in what it said and what it was trying to do. This was really intended to just be a little pop, you know, get it out there as soon as possible, because you never know. Maybe somebody would make a donation. Same thing, we talked about the Heath Herald. There's people that get the Heath Herald that wouldn't get the street list mailing. So we're trying to get information out as widely as we can, as fast as we can. So then what would happen is we'd at a meeting, it would be approved by the members and then sent to you. And if there were suggestions and things you wanted changed on it, it would come back and it would be at our next meeting, which would be as close as we could to anything that you send us. And then the whole committee again would vote and pass it and say, okay, it's good to go now. And then it wouldn't necessarily have to be sent back for your approval unless changes were made. If changes were made, we'd send them back to you, ask for your approval, and take it from there. But that's the way I'm seeing it as working. And I just wanted to run that by you and let you know that we're still hoping to get this out with the street mailing and tell Mary that we'll help her in any way she wants to make her job a little easier, and we appreciate it. And now the information's out there, and let's see what happens. See if anything's generated by it.
All right, so this one has been voted on.
Right.
You want our approval to send this out?
No.
What
I'm saying is that's the only one that's been voted on. If there are suggestions that people have made, and there have been a few iterations, the iterations are going to be voted on at our meeting on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So that the whole committee is voting on any changes.
Okay.
So, Bob, if it's okay, I'll just add a little bit more background on this. So the committee voted on this. I sent it to Hilma and Mary to say, this is what the committee is proposing. What are your thoughts? We had three suggestions come back. One was to add the deadline, which is printed in the charge for the committee, which is November 1st of this year, to have the funds into the town. And the other suggestion from Mary was to be more specific about the checks being made payable to the town of Heath. So the content of the letter is not going to change other than those basically two things. Layout may change a little bit, but as far as the actual content, I did share those suggestions individually. I added those edits to another document, sent that individually to the committee members to get their thoughts, and they were on board with all of it. But the concern was that, gosh, maybe, you know, Chairman Bob really wanted to have a group discussion. Mary does not need to print this before the meeting on the 12th. So the committee will look at the edits that were suggested, make any other further comments, hopefully have it approved right then and there. I let Mary know that morning, and boom, she can print it, and off we would go. So I don't know, as far as the select board approval of this, this is basically the content. It's just going to be a little tweak here and there. So I don't know how to move forward with the select board.
I think something should get out. Are donations coming in at all?
A little bit.
Okay.
And they're coming in through people talking about it.
Right.
Hey, guess what? We got this grant. But we got to come up with donations.
Right. There's nothing I'm opposed to in this. I'm perfectly happy with getting the information out as quick as possible. So I'm fine just okaying something that looks like this with the information that you provided.
Right. Again, added would be the deadline, and then just the rewording of the perhaps making payments.
I mean, if there's no big changes made by the committee other than that at the next meeting, I'm perfectly fine. You want to vote on this?
Yeah, I was going to say that the timing of the committee approving the two little changes, revisions, and then it coming back to the select board, which would not happen until January 23rd, and the whole timing of it does not work.
I don't need to have that happen. Me, personally, but I'm only me.
I don't think it has to.
Okay.
Pretty clear.
So you want us to vote?
It's pretty clear what their intent is.
Yeah, but you need to make it clear which one you're voting on, which version you're voting on.
Well, aren't these both the same? What was different about these two?
One has the deadline for raising donations,
that's
and the
this
other
one.
Does not.
Right.
Yeah, and even the one that you sent out doesn't have the make check payable to the town of Heath.
But this was the second one you sent me.
There was another one that went back to Mayor, back to both of you, actually. There was a third one. I know. I was like, oh my God.
Well,
so,
okay.
But it's basically,
make check payable,
this is,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So are you...
So if we make a motion to accept the draft that has been presented to us tonight with the understanding that there will be more, there will be an addition of the deadline, a clarification of the charge and the deadline.
The deadline and who to make the check payable to.
Right. Oh, and checks
and
made out
payable.
To.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. That's a motion?
So I'll make that motion.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Further discussion? All in favor?
So I.
Elisa, I.
Robin, I. Great, thank you.
Okay.
That's great. Do we know how much money we have?
No, I just care.
I'll wait till the next time for my update.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
And I don't want to tell you. I don't want to say anything.
That's fine. We'll wait till next time. And then, what about the one, the thank you letter? Am I supposed to be doing something with that tonight? Today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The one that we have presented to us here?
Yes.
Okay. So, I was good with this.
I'm good with it. I'd be more than happy to make a motion to accept it.
I will second that motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, I.
Elisa, I.
Robin, I. Great. Anything else other than these, Bob, that you wanted to?
No, it was just, the procedures that I thought we should follow. I want to be real careful about, open meeting law and giving everybody the opportunity together to vote on them.
Sure. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else, Lisa, from you on this one?
Nope.
All right.
Thanks.
Questions, Sue?
I know.
All right. Great. Thank you. So we're moving forward. Now we just need to see the dollars. So again, everyone who's listening to the recording, we're ready to see more donations.
Oh, and is the Greenfield Recorder still going to do an article?
It will, but we wanted to let the Heath Herald go out first, and then do a recorder.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, trying to reach people outside the people who would just be getting the street list. We thought the street list was a good, quick.
Yes.
And then take it from there.
But there are other people, and Elisa and I have had conversations. You know.
Yeah.
People with second homes, people that just love Heath but can't live here.
People who drive down from Vermont to come to a historical society. People who come to Heath Fair, absolutely, that's the intent.
Great. Since we're on Community Hall, we have some building related updates, maybe? Nothing much?
Not really anything much other than
we're on the schedule for the mold remediation.
Gym,
yeah.
For mold remediation and our insurance company is going to handle a lot. The way I understand it is that Jim will bill insurance directly.
Yeah. Perfect. And we all saw the emails from Tim while Hilma was out, that the gutter replacement's on hold till spring until the wood repair is done, and we're just waiting for that to be stuck in if the weather continues to allow. But who knows?
Okay.
So that will be underway. And so that's also for Sawyer Hall, the mold remediation portion. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it for the building updates, right? Is there something else?
So we're on the schedule for the mold remediation for this month. Is that what I heard?
Hopefully this month. Yeah, hopefully. That's what they had told Tim like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
When he called and said, what he want. So hopefully that's what will happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because once the mold remediation is done, then Hartnett can come back in and put the bathroom back together.
Yep.
Right?
Okay, correct. The one thing I can add to Community Hall and Sawyer Hall is that I am having the building signs updated.
Oh, we talked about that. I really was going to.
I'm wondering about that.
I just didn't want to add it to the list. After I got the list today, I said I better not add anything else.
No, it's to the point where the Berkshire signs that did them originally, prepared them originally, is gonna come back, and I guess he's not gonna make it before snow. But anyway, he's gonna come back. He has to take the signs apart. He will take the printed placard part of it back to, for each building, back to his studio and redo them. And one will say Community Hall, one West Main Street, and the other one will be Sawyer Hall, one East Main Street.
Oh,
nice. Can we, remember I asked if we could.
And then I've also done an initial conversation about doing a sign for whichever direction it is, so that we're not an elementary school
anymore. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I also was wondering, I brought up once before about for Community Hall, if we could have that board, I don't know what you call it, where you put the announcements as part of the sign. Is that a question for them?
Yes.
Like it is for Sawyer
Hall?
Like
the kiosk part of it.
Yeah.
Can
you ask that question?
Because the sign for Community Hall is right on the corner there, and if then you move the kiosk to that corner, then are people going to be slamming on their brakes and say, oh, what does that say?
Oh, I'm not saying to get rid of Sawyer Hall.
No. Maybe I misunderstood what you were talking about as far
too.
As the Community Hall.
You know that changeable sign that's outside of Sawyer
Hall?
Yeah,
that one, uh-huh.
Can we have one for Community Hall also?
She wants one for Community
Hall
too.
Oh, thank you, okay.
A changeable sign that you can just
but you want
that
to
you
move.
Can put your events on.
I want two.
Because there is that one.
There is
to the left of the door.
Yeah.
And that was David.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were trying to move that to the corner.
No.
I was like, I think that's not a good thing. Got it.
Because that's more like a board that's got more space on it, right?
I think it's fairly small, actually.
It's
but
well,
people
it's
like put
glass.
Papers in there, yeah.
Yeah,
front,
they do.
Versus just be able to put letters that, you know, whatever, like art show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, we can see if they can do that so that we have that also.
It might involve, like,
if it's a big deal,
vertical
posts
mm-hmm.
yeah,
as well.
See what they say for discussion purpose. Next on the list is Mohawk Trail Regional School District proposed agreement changes.
No, there
no it's not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, did that go away?
It went away.
Oh. Did I have the old one? Sorry.
See, I do what you told me to do, which is to go to the website.
Yeah. How come this one said amended, out of curiosity?
It shouldn't have.
I know.
Yeah, it's not that.
That's why I thought. Well, I didn't make it up.
That's why I thought I had the right one.
I didn't make it up.
Where did that one come from?
Not like I made it up, you know?
Just while we're, since it's on there, just a comment that we did start Ken's workshops.
That's what I was about to say.
There's three more sessions planned. There were also representatives there from Ashfield, Auckland, and Shelburne. So it was nice to have them involved. And hopefully they'll come back because they did ask some good questions and they had some, you know, some good points to make. So it was nice having them there.
Now, it, was anybody recording it?
No.
Nope. But Ken did share the PDF slides that give the step-by-step instructions to access the information that he was talking about. It wasn't a lecture, it was a workshop that we're teaching the attendants the tools in which to go do your own investigation, to look at the numbers, to understand how they're being computed.
Get your tool to work.
Yeah, it was really, it was really good. I actually was able to follow along and know what was happening. It was great.
All right, the next was snow plowing.
Wasn't as, for me, no, it wasn't just plowing, it was highway. I met
well, on here, on the
no,
edge.
I see, I don't have that
on the agenda.
The
it's
old
a snow plowing
one.
Schedule.
That's so funny. Well, it doesn't say amended at all.
But that's okay. So, highway department.
So, snow plowing?
Well, you want the item on the bona fide official agenda?
It's a snow plowing schedule.
Snow plowing schedule. As far as I know, there's no real update other than I did wrote some revision into the insurance section of the contract that's been offered to Saladino. I sent it to Jeff, said, Jeff, are you okay with this? If you are, send it along, which has been done. It has been sent along. And we haven't gotten a reply yet. As far as I know, I have not heard a reply.
And the second source that you had for an email there, you had told me that some you had gotten an email from, wasn't it from Saladino?
Oh. Okay.
You were hoping that they would be a second source that you could get in touch with?
Yeah, I have not done that yet because I thought I would go through Jeff first, actually, and see if we get a quick response that way, and if we don't, then.
Did you have more?
I just had a couple little things. I met with Jeff the other day, and I asked him to send me some kind of a summary about the road situation down by Tanner's, that section that he's so worried about that's gotten washed out, so that I could contact Natalie Blaze and see if maybe she might be able to move something along at the state level that we haven't been able to do. So he has sent me that stuff, and I will get in touch with I will try to get in touch with her or her office next week and see if there's anything she can do to help expedite getting that situation evaluated and maybe some funding.
I contact Paul Mark too.
Contact Paul Mark too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's our son.
So anyway, I have that information and I'll get in touch. And the other thing was that when I talked with Jeff, we had talked about things that might impede them. I had driven along several of the dirt roads this past weekend, and actually most of them are in really good shape considering the mud season that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst places I went through was actually at the Row end of Row Road. There were a couple of places there that were horrible. They weren't very long, but they were just, the ruts were terrible and it's frozen. So I can't do much. But that was at the Row end. The rest of it looked pretty good. There's a few little places. But anyway, in doing that, there was one road that has some rutting that's going to probably be problematic. But I also asked him if there were other things that were an issue that were going to impede plowing, especially on those dirt roads. And he had expressed concern about people who have vehicles and things parked too close to the road. So when you get on these really narrow dirt roads and you're going through with a plow, you don't want to be responsible for hitting them. So I asked him to give us a list, which he did. I think Hilma sent it out to everybody. Or did I do it? Was I the only one who got it?
I didn't get it.
I've got a list of 4 places that he identified. And I'm not sure how we want to move forward with that, especially since we have a snowstorm coming. The original thought was that maybe John could just make a friendly stop and say, you know, you really should move these things, and as he does one of his tours around town. We could send a letter, we could call. I don't know how we want to go forward with that, if we do want to go forward with it. But there were four or five addresses that he... Where did I see it? I swear to God, I printed it out. So anyway, I don't know what you want to do with it.
Well, did that all happen secondary to when I sent the email out?
When I met with him, it was after you had sent that out, but
yeah,
when I
okay.
did the, when I went around riding, it was before you.
Okay. Well, if John's, I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea that if John is willing to make a stop by and say, there's a concern about whatever, I don't know, whatever vehicles, whatever it is that Jeff pointed out, you know, he could stop by and maybe see them if he's willing to and say, is there a chance that you could get whatever it is pulled out of the right of way of the road because we're concerned that there could be some type of challenges to snow removal.
That bidding was probably should have been it coming to you.
Oh. So, I mean, I know on my ride to work, there's some I think to myself, I can't believe people park their vehicles there. Maybe they move them when the snow happens, but.
I heard another video.
That's me.
I'm like, wow.
So anyway, he identified these 4 that were that the highway department considered to be problematic, and this is separate from the trailer issue. That I mean, that's also already a known part of the list. But I think it would just be. It would be helpful to have somebody has some authority, but in a very friendly way, can go about just saying this stuff is in the way and endangers your
well, you could send. I'm okay with you sending this if you
did
want
you not
to.
See
to
no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I haven't seen
that.
You
did John and ask him if he's willing to do that.
Okay, Jennifer.
You want me to do it? You or Helma?
Did you get it, Helma?
She doesn't have her laptop for her computer with her.
I don't know. Well, yes, you did get it.
Okay.
But I don't see that it's going to happen before.
Do you want to contact John or do you want me to?
Doesn't matter.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Just copy BOS?
Yeah.
Please. Great.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is that it on highway? So salt shed.
Oh, the new truck's in. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, that's right. I know that. Maybe other
people
don't know
that.
That
was the other thing.
Well, it's hiding in the garage right now. Getting decals put on and all that. But, yes,
nice.
The new truck is here.
And the Dodge was supposed to come back.
Oh, really?
When I talked to Jeff the other day, they still hadn't gotten the car.
Yeah, I think they had a date for it to come back now.
That's great.
I just don't know what it
is.
Yep.
I forget who gets to drive it. Kyle. Oh, Kyle gets it.
I mean, I think that the new to us truck.
New to us.
Mine, no, but same difference. It's new. Everybody's going to look at it and go, oh, my gosh.
All right.
Because
it's purdy. And
it's purdy. It's purdy, yeah.
That's great.
Real briefly, salt shed.
What's up?
So I actually have a meeting this tomorrow on the site with an excavator to start working on numbers. So maybe in the next couple weeks, we'll have some better budget numbers pulled together. That's it. That's why it's not on the list. There's no update other than that.
Have we gotten the full survey back from the people that have been...
The survey?
Yeah. I forget the name of the people.
Oh, from...
Could
the feasibility study?
Yes, thank you. Did we get...
Well, I think you have all of the different parts and you put it together. I don't know that they're putting anything else out yet.
No, I'm just wondering if we have everything that we...
They're going to get it to us? I think they're probably waiting for a next, you know, our instruction. Are we just moving forward with one? Are we throwing one out? Are we, you know, very soon we've got to figure that out between the select board and the finance committee. I mean, I already know what the finance committee has already made their point pretty clear. I don't know if it's the full finance committee that believes that, but... That's going to have to be one of the first things we talk about at our meeting with them is the salt shed.
But having more numbers if we can get them would be helpful.
Correct.
None of us should be making a decision until we see the numbers.
So, honestly, my professional, if I were to take this hat off and put my construction hat on, there's not going to be a lot of difference in the numbers to put the salt shed alone at either one of the sites. The salt shed is a salt shed. Both have a little bit of site work required. Both are going to have the salt shed. Both are going to have a foundation, and both need access to it. Either one needs access altered because of where it's sitting now, and one needs a new driveway brought in. I think it comes down to the bigger question of down the road.
And it sure would help if we could see into the future.
I
mean, really?
Snow tomorrow.
Do you know what I mean?
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
A lot, because I've had several people ask me and I've kind of gone. The question is, does the town of Heath really need a salt shed that size, or would a smaller size suit the town's needs?
I'm not looking at any specific size, even though there's a price for one size that was requested. That's not what I'm focusing on.
Okay.
I don't know how to directly answer that question, because it depends on who you ask, what they're looking for in that salt shed, and where those numbers come from is the answer. You know, there's an existing salt shed that has not worked the best recently. Trucks get bigger. To build back the exact salt shed would not be smart. It's got to get bigger in some way, shape, or form. At least taller, and it should have a little bit more access to it so it's not so tight.
Mm-hmm.
But does it need to be the size that was requested? That wasn't requested by us. That was requested by the highway department supervisor. Does it need to be that size? Probably not. There's probably somewhere in between that works. But I think it's the budget, we can get close enough to know what the project's going to cost. At some point, there has to be a decision as to the location of it. Decreasing the size of the building a little at its current location will help with the amount of cut and fill that has to happen on the site, which will help decrease the cost. Decreasing the size of the building obviously decreases the cost of the building. But that conversation I'm having with that supplier already that provided the number.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get a gauge as to what, like per square foot or per whatever unit mm-hmm. they're willing to give, like how much does that save one way or another. Mm-hmm. But no, the building doesn't have to be the size that that was asked for originally. I don't believe. However, like I said, decreasing the size of it is going to decrease the cost on the other site too. So both sites are going to see a decrease in site, mm-hmm. in cost. I think at some point.
Yeah, I think part of the thought behind at least a couple of the questions, those questions that were posed to me, was the idea that if we, if a smaller structure will suit our needs, won't that mean less of a cost?
Yes. At both locations.
Yes.
So that's why I said, I think at some point, the bigger conversation is what is the location that we're gonna move forward with? I think that is really where we really are going to have to start having that conversation. We have to figure mm-hmm. that out. Mm-hmm. Implications, there's, you know, in both bring different implications, so, right? Mm-hmm. Costs or savings.
Yep.
And if we were to not use Bray Road, what does that mean for Bray Road? Because my time's running out, I'm multitasking. No, we got to do the mail real quick. That's why I'm multitasking.
Okay,
mail. The first two were items we've already discussed. Those were the community hall window fundraising letters. The next was the list that Hilma gave us for the administrator coordinator. We have Hilma's certificates of completion for her work. Yay.
Congratulations.
Good job, Hilma.
Congratulations on your graduation.
It's two separate graduations there.
Supplies and services contracting and the design and construction. These are all part of the procurement officer responsibility. The next is what we asked for after meeting with Jeff last time, clarification as to what the callback policy was for pay for the folks that are called back in to do off-hour work. And that was that question I asked.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly says that when they come back, they get called back at their overtime rate.
Yes, they get called back at their overtime rate.
For a minimum of 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
Right.
That, and but it only addresses full time.
Right.
So then, to me, it also begs the question of, are you going to go by the same standard for the call-in drivers?
We have to figure that out.
That are, yeah. Right. You know, there's nothing in the personnel policy that addresses that.
The next item was note from Ken about the people who attended the training. And then the other is Let's see, the next one is from Cheryl Stanton. It's a response with the questions that were asked about the letter that was in the recorder. Communication with a resident about the trailer on 8A. I think we still gotta keep doing some follow-up. Helma, we asked John where he's at with that, if he was able to take another step or not, if you think of it.
Well, yeah, actually, I talked with him on Wednesday, and he said everybody thought things were arranged to get rid of it this past weekend, except the person with the large piece of equipment could not make it at the last minute.
So there is a big step. Okay.
So.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yay! That's very good. Next is the excess and deficiency report from Franklin County Tech. That's just an FYI for you. And FYI from the Franklin County Regional Housing and Redevelopment Authority on the grants, the housing rehab. That's that little update on there. And that's it.
And that's it.
And that's it. I move adjourn.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Alisa, aye.
Thank you. And it's 5:00.